Добро пожаловать на передачу «Обеденный разговор о церкви» с Линди Брайтбиллом и Брайаном Нельсоном.
Well, hey, welcome to Lunch in the Church. Today we have some special guests with us. They're going to share a little bit about what church is like outside of the United States. You know, it's easy for us a lot of times to get wrapped up and look at things strictly from the perspective that we've been born into and the perspective of churches from an American viewpoint. So today we have some guests to tell us what church is like from a different perspective. Brian, what do you have to say about that?
Well, this is going to be an interesting podcast because this couple's from Hawaii and have been there for the last year.
And as we all know, Hawaii is not a part of the United States.
we're just kidding.
They're from Alaska. Canada.
Canada. What is Canada?
It's where they speak Canadian. Have Canadian bacon. You know, Canada.
Gotcha.
Anyway, stick around and hope you enjoy today's episode.
Well, if you listen to the intro today, we have a different woman on our introduction.
That's right, and actually if you listen to our intro today, we're surprised that you're actually still listening to this portion of our show.
Most people click cancel at this
point. That's right. But we're glad you're here, and like we said, we do have some guests with us today. They are not from Hawaii or West Virginia or Canada.
Or Alaska.
Wherever that may be. They're actually from Northern Asia, and they're going to share a little bit with us as to what church is like in that culture, what they've learned about the church in our culture. From spending time there in Northern Asia.
That's right, and we're not going to use their names just to kind of protect who they are, and just that way you won't have any preconceived ideas of where they're coming from or who they are or how good-looking they might be.
Actually, they didn't want us to use their names because they didn't want to be affiliated in any way with our podcast.
That's right.
So we just wanted to protect their innocence in regard to that.
So, welcome our guests. Good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
And why don't you just give us a little background on maybe what you've been doing lately and what brings you to the United States?
Well, we've been working in North Asia for about the last 3 years, basically doing a church plant out there in a creative access situation, which basically means that we don't go in as your typical foreign Western missionary. It's not allowed there to do it, or the government doesn't really care that we're there. So in order to enter under a creative access situation, you go as a business person or a teacher and hopes to build relationships through what you do to share Christ with people.
Gotcha. And can you share like what you did for the Creative Access point when you went in? Is that something that you're allowed to?
Creative Access stuff, we focused in our location on education and medical aspects. So we did a lot of, you know, teaching English would be one thing. For medical things, we brought in groups of doctors, you know, to provide some sort of stability to the economic development or to the medical development in the health community. It was well respected and well responded to by many people.
Do you ever bring in psychologists? Because I know Andy here, he's
needs been one.
Needing,
chances are good.
So obviously you have probably a different perspective since you've been in North Asia for a while, and now you're back in the United States. What was your first impressions after being out of the country for a while and then you step off the plane back in the U.S.? What are some of your immediate observations?
Well, obviously, being here in the States, there's a plethora of things, you know, just in the cross-cultural aspect. You know, here you pretty much can go to the, you know, your typical store and grab everything you want, where you're over there in a different location, you don't have the accessibility as you would here.
Meaning like you could go to Walmart here and
get it all in one trip, you know, you get all the electronic equipment that you might need, or your video camera breaks and, you know, you have to ship it out of the country in order to get it to fix, you know, so there are things that are not as readily available, but, you know, then overseas there are things that are right hand, like, you know, our grocery store might be just a 2-minute walk rather than driving 20 minutes, so
gotcha.
That's just kind of some different differences.
Now, as it relates to the church, if you would have to narrow it down to say just the biggest difference culturally between the church in the United States and churches other places that you've experienced, what would you say that greatest difference is?
At least in my opinion, I think it's togetherness. And what I mean by that is that the church that we had been associated with over in North Asia was a lot more connected with each other, felt a lot more community, with our camaraderie within the within the church there as opposed to here? Because the church here, obviously, there's big, you know, there's it could be 500 or higher, it could be smaller, but most people come to church here to escape from, they don't want to be part of a family, they just want to come, you know, sit in the pew and then go home. Where there over in North Asia, people want to be a part and really learn and are connected with other believers that are struggling with the same things.
So what, I mean, obviously you've stated that it's community and togetherness type of things that those are the biggest difference. What are, let me ask you this question, and it's kind of a two-pronged question.
I think you're allowed to do that.
I wanted to use the word pronged in a podcast. Anyway, what is the greatest thing that the American church could learn from the church to the rest of the world? And then vice versa, what's the greatest thing that the church and the rest of the world could learn from the American church?
Well, I think for the American church to learn, like from our situation, is just to really develop this type of community, you know, between believers, take some time. Obviously, you can't be connected with 500 individuals, you know, in one shot. So you need to be connected with maybe two or three individuals or, you know, two or three couples that you can be real with, not fake. You know, you can come up and tell your problems to them, and they know you inside and out. And I think that's a good thing that the church that we've been associated with has. So that's kind of what I think from that direction. From the other side of things, trying to think here.
There's nothing that we do that other people want to model after.
No, I think it's just a different type of culture because you know, the worship aspect is different, the ministry aspect is different. You can't plant an American style church in an Asian setting. And I don't say that to say that the American church has nothing to offer. I think that the church in North Asia has a lot to learn from being here. More than anything else, probably the educational factor. You know, if anything, in a church here in the States, you can get a lot of, you know, education in biblical matters and theology and things like that. And it's more readily available right there, you know, at the church, where in North Asia, you might have to travel, you know, 6 hours by train, or even 6 days by train to get to some sort of facility that has, you know, people with that type of background. So,
now tell us a little bit about the church in North Asia, the churches that you've experienced. What is the primary target of church, like a church service on? I'm assuming you meet on like a Sunday morning?
It really varies. With the one that we had been in, there was a church service that met every Sunday. They also had like a small group things on Thursday nights, which is more for believers and in depth. You know, kind of like your basic foundational teaching. They pick the book of Romans and they go through it together as a small group. And then they had the small group aspect as well within the community, so the people met in different homes for different demographics.
Okay. And then Sunday, explain what a typical worship service would be like in North Asia at a church there.
Well, usually when they started, at least where we were going, they would start out and they probably have about 30 minutes of worship time.
Music.
Yep.
Led by
the locals there. That's you have the different style of your typical native songs, which you can tell right away from the tune that it's, you know, it's not an English praise song translated into that language. And then you have those praise songs that are from the States. And then there's usually prayer, and somebody gets up, a local person, and leads it, and just asks for prayer requests right in the service, and says, and then they pray for them right there. And they just kind of divide them up, and then somebody usually preaches for 30 minutes, and it's all on a teaching rotation. It's not just one individual doing it the whole time. Constantly, because obviously the missionary wants to leave and have it be a self-sustaining church locally run. So they're kind of on a teaching circuit right now, where locals and the missionary takes turns.
So is there one, like a senior pastor, or is what we would call like the leader of the church here? How does that work there?
That's really, you know, the local people look at the missionary as the leader, but there is a leadership group within that, like an elder board or deacons or however you want to describe it, that is basically making the decisions within the church. And they're also the ones that are doing the teaching as well.
you've obviously worked. You weren't just a full-time missionary. You were, however you want to describe it, you worked outside of that. What were some of the methods that you used in making contacts with people and getting to know people? How'd you go about doing that?
Well, with all the community development projects that we did, we made a lot of contacts. But honestly, you know, it's not any different from here. If you want to build a relationship with somebody, you meet them, you get to know them, and you just hope that, you know, they trust you enough that when you begin to share spiritual things that they're generally interested in. You know, whether that means you join a bowling league, or you go to the sports club, or you...
hang out at McDonald's over lunch.
Record a podcast, which many people do.
That's right.
Really.
With half the restaurant looking at you funny.
So it's... it really is not any different. It just happens to be that there we met a lot of people through an English camp that we did, or, you know, in the community when we were doing something for young marrieds. So it's really just building a relationship with an individual, and you're crossing the barrier from the practical things that you do to the spiritual things, you know. And it just takes time.
So it's, I mean, a lot of ways, it's, I guess you're just saying, it's looking at the relationships and the hobbies and things that we have a lot more intentionally.
Yep.
And using those things on purpose to get into people's lives and to be able to develop a relationship, to share with them about spiritual things, to be able to communicate the truth of the gospel with those people.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Can you share, just before we go here at the end of our Lunch on the Church podcast here today, can you share a little bit maybe what your future plans are or what steps you might be going to in the future?
Well, we'll be continuing on with the Creative Access type of situations in countries, but we are not going to be in North Asia anymore. We're actually going to go to Central Asia. So just move your hand south a little bit, and we're going to be somewhere on in there. Basically starting from the ground up once again, which means building relationships, you know, working with the government to do different community development projects and be able to communicate love through our actions, and then hopefully that will respond into our words when we start begin to share the gospel. So, I mean, obviously it's tough to change locations, but we are excited, and it's clearly showing that God is leading us, and, you know, just keep pressing forward.
Well, that's good. Hey, well, thanks for being our mystery guest today on Lunch on the Church. Glad that you and your wife could join us, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be praying for you guys, too, as you take these new steps.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.